Hello, welcome to episode 346 of Sprick and Ziggy Combat.
My memory.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we didn't see anything, didn't seem like anything really
Sonic
came out.
Sonic is the only thing still out, so yeah.
I mean, I do want to see Jojo Rabbit, but like...
You're going to see it at home, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I feel I'm going to see it at home, and actually none of the theaters like near us was playing it, so I was like, I'm okay with skipping this.
Jojo Rabbit had like a weird release. Like, it was in some theaters, then not, and then it was in some other theaters, but not others, and it was just weird.
Yeah, well, they but released it, so release. It'd be early enough to be
considered
for the Academy Awards, and then they released it more wide after it got notice, but, excuse me. Gotcha. It's one of those that kind of skipped for a little while, and I'm gonna miss, unfortunately, until it gets to home release. But once it gets home release, I'm sure I'll end up watching it, and we'll probably love it and be like, man, we should saw this theater. Or yeah. Be like, yeah, it could have waited till...
Yeah.
Like, it looks like the type of movie that can wait till home release.
I've watched a little bit of the intro part of it. I'm like, I think it's fine at home. Like, it's not bad, but I'm like, I think it's fine at home.
Yeah.
As long as you pay attention.
So what we're going to go ahead and do is get into our streamer review, which was a movie that was brought to us by Hammer.
Yes. Wait.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was me. Yeah, I wanted us to watch Fighting With My Family, and it was the WWE story of Paige. Yeah. I actually didn't know it was about Paige.
I love Paige.
I honestly don't watch Followed as much, but I just saw the trailer, and I'm like, the trailer alone looked good.
Because
I got Nick Frost, and had, I don't know her, Florence Pugh. My God.
The girl
she
from,
looks so much better.
The girl from Midsommar, but like as soon as I was like, wait a minute. Hey, I know you. Yeah, I didn't know who it was at the time.
No,
like,
I didn't
when we
either.
Saw the trailers for it, though, because I hadn't seen Midsommar yet either.
But like I saw the trailer, it looked really awesome.
Lena Headey's in it.
Yeah, I know. It was really funny seeing her with like pink hair going like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
But
The Rock is in it. Vince Vaughn is in it. I didn't know Vince Vaughn was in this at all. And maybe I missed it from the trailers, or maybe I just forgot that he was in it, but
I don't remember either. But we wanted to watch this one, and you know WWE more than I do.
No,
but you know more than I do. You know more than I do.
Okay,
like you've gone to wrestling matches.
I've gone to WrestleMania.
I've never gone to WrestleMania. Although I kind of want to go one of these days.
You've got to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think one of these days I want to go.
Yes, that's
why
I went.
It's expensive, but
it wasn't too bad.
Is it like the Super Bowl of like wrestling?
It is, but it's a little bit. It's better priced.
Okay.
It wasn't too bad. We weren't close. You can get close and get really expensive, but we weren't that close. But yeah, we went to WrestleMania, and again, it was like, well, I want to see The Undertaker wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Shawn Michaels' last match ever.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. Like he's, and like it was one of those things of like, okay, you go to WrestleMania and you pretend that wrestling's fake again and you can be 10 years old and get into it. And it was a lot of fun. But I can't watch wrestling on TV. I can't really get into the pay-per-views. I'm like, whatever.
It's a stage show. And I'm like, that's my reason why, like, to your point.
I appreciate what they do.
Yeah.
And I like, they even talk about it in the movie of like, isn't it fake? And they're like, no, it's,
scripted.
Did they say scripted?
I can't remember exactly the words were, but I remember when they were saying that.
Yeah. Of like, no, it's real, we just know what's going to happen.
Yeah, because they actually plan and follow through, and if you don't, you can hurt somebody, and they're very keenly aware, because you have to kind of train yourself well enough to the point where you can avoid injury by, like, making sure you follow through on what's expected.
Right.
Like, it's just, like, being the common courtesy. So the movie in general, I enjoyed. Like, I had fun with this. I had a lot of fun, actually. And it's funny, because Jackie came in at the very tail end of it, right as the brothers having his redemption of, like, oh, I can actually be, you know... You know,
I don't have to be famous to be
good.
Right.
And have a purpose. And right about that, and she's watching it, and she's like, aw. And I heard so many of the aw moments, but I liked it. It was good, it was well acted, and it was kind of fun. And for someone who didn't know this was a story about Paige until I think you mentioned it last podcast, and I was like, oh, shit. Cool. I kind of wanted to watch her first fight, actually, and see how that went, because I'm kind of curious to see, like, oh, I have a little more knowledge about this. This is, like, totally new kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I liked it myself. It was probably funnier than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't hilarious, but it had moments where it was funnier than I thought it was going to be. I did like the behind-the-scenes stuff of, like, sure, you are a wrestling fan, but... Like, this is work. This is tough, and shows them going through the rigors of the training exercises, essentially,
mm-hmm.
and how it's not just what you can do in the ring, it's how you appeal to the people.
Yep.
And it's true that there are really great wrestlers who don't make it because they just don't have that pop.
Yep.
And it was a lot of fun. I actually really do recommend watching this movie, even if you're not a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
It's just like Rocky. Even if you're not a boxing fan, you can watch Rocky and be like, okay, I got some out of this. You could watch this and be like, yeah, it's, they have a lot of times where they are wrestling and they are, but it's a person's discovery journey. And then finding out that like, she wasn't quite into it. It wasn't her dream to be a wrestler until she kind of got woken up of like, you can do this and you are this person. So go be who you are and don't be who your family is or whatever was weighing her down. I really liked it. Florence Pugh, who was the girl from Midsommar, was really good in it.
Yeah. She was a good leading actress wise. Like, I actually like her.
Yeah, she has a lot of charisma and Nick Frost is awesome.
Nick Frost. It's weird. Like, I was like, okay. I mean, it's hard not separating Nick Frost from Nick Frost, but yeah.
And Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
Like, you almost expect, like, a cameo or something.
Every time I saw the son, though, I thought he was...
Oh, I could see a young Simon Pegg. He looks so much like a young
Simon Pegg that's way more beefcake. But yeah, no, I recommend go seeing it as well.
I didn't think about that. I could see a young Simon Pegg.
You could peg him for a Simon. All right, I'm done.
Why?
Because it was there.
Why? All right, so we both actually recommend seeing Fighting With My Family. Yep. It's on Amazon Prime right now. For this week's streaming review, we got a request from our buddy TK, but you've already seen the movie.
I've seen Mr. Right, yeah.
What is Mr. Right?
Mr. Right is the idea of like a dating movie. So, what's her name?
Anne Hathaway?
No, not Anne Hathaway. No. Anna Kendrick.
Yes.
Anna Kendrick is essentially kind of like a blissfully unaware person who's trying to date, and she ends up dating this guy who is very obviously to everyone else a killer. Hitman.
Oh, okay.
And it's just kind of like, but he's Sam Rockwell as a hitman, which is kind of like, literally TK put it really well. There's parts where he's dancing around killing people and stuff like that. So it's kind of like a very awkward love story and her eventually obviously finding out about it and that kind of stuff. But it's decent. It's not my favorite, but it's decent enough of a movie.
Okay.
Would I recommend seeing it? I would say pass. Like, I didn't have the greatest time, but if it weren't for Anna Kendrick and Sam Rockwell, I would not see it. And even still, then I'm like, nee.
Wouldn't make sense because Anna Kendrick makes me watch things that I'm like, I want to watch this.
Yes.
All right.
Fine. And Sam Rockwell always acts as like, Sam Rockwell does a great job.
All right. So instead of Mr. Right, we're gonna go with what I was gonna bring to the table this week, and it's gonna be Marriage Story on Netflix with Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. I've seen this. I have no fucking clue what this is about.
It's about a marriage.
Okay.
That looks to be ending.
Yeah.
And just kind of the story of their journey.
This will be the first movie I've seen where he's not a Star Wars character. I've never seen Adam Driver act because I've never watched Girls.
But you did watch...
Oh, no, you're right. Logan Lucky, you're right. Second one. Sorry, my bad.
I was like,
thank you for catching me on that.
Nope, you have seen Adam Driver and other things.
Yeah.
As always, if you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, SpragansGeek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Crying Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud and iTunes. I'm just going to leave it there for
now. We're still working with Stitcher. We're trying to get that finagled around. We'll see.
I'm going to go submit it over to Spotify. Just switch over.
Are we not on Spotify?
No, we have to submit for Spotify.
Huh.
I'm going to do that, though.
Sure you are.
Mm-hmm. Like, next year.
Yeah, right. Like when I remember.
I'm setting expectations so I can excel on it.
Like, I want to remind you, like, hey, did you post the podcast? And you're like, I did now.
There it is.
That's, like, my favorite. Like, hit post.
And bloop.
So we're going to go ahead and start off with what have you been playing, buddy, this past week?
No, I played Nier Automata for a little bit more.
Again?
I'm on the third ending, and it's different than I expected, but it's the same, if that makes sense. Like, it is changing things up, but it's kind of going in a way that I kind of expected. It's very... this game's weird. Like, it bounces back and forth between past, present, and now I'm kind of in a future thing. It's funky. But the more I play it, the more it teaches you to play, the more that I just kind of focus on the core story and not as much on the side quests. And I think that's the best thing is that I can recommend to anyone. If you're playing through it, probably just more focus on the core story, because if you want to beat this game in a timely manner, because every time I come back, the side quests seem to be repeating coming back. But the main story quests don't. I don't know. It's weird. I like it still.
You don't seem to be enjoying your time with it.
I'm not ecstatic about it, but I'm enjoying it, if that makes sense. Like, still probably not it? The same as like Jedi Fallen Order, honestly. Like, okay. I was not ecstatic about it, but I had fun with it. It's just, it's nothing like God of War or any of those that just blows you away kind of shit.
Right.
And I was kind of expecting with Nier Automata because the way people talk about it. And I haven't gotten to that moment yet. I can see what they're talking about. It changes things up a lot. And it's very eclectic. So it does keep you on your toes. But, yeah. I think I enjoy it more now that I know I can just skip side quests and just keep going on, which is very against my normal habits.
Right.
It's like max everything, but the side quests get fucking crazy. I'm enjoying that more now. I'm curious to see what it keeps doing and how it keeps itself fresh. Because I know I'm not near the end of our... Phone down.
Ah, and it's got everything in it. There we go. Oh, my fat ass.
Oh, sexy.
Right.
But yeah, what about you, sir?
I've been playing Jedi Fallen Order. That's pretty much it. I got my ass beat so bad that I was like, what the fuck? Why am I doing this? And
I'm curious which fight.
I don't want to spoil too much of the game, though. Like,
which planet?
I don't know. Fucking
Star Wars are all the same.
Kashyyyk is the only one that I know, and Dathomir is the only one that like I remember.
And it's not those.
No.
Okay.
But like, it was a fight that you're not supposed to win, and like I kept trying to win, and eventually I got the boss down to like half health, and like a cutscene interrupts the fight, and I was like, "Oh, you son of a bitch!"
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
I'm enjoying it. It's not great. Like, I don't understand this love that this game has. I'm enjoying it, but I feel like I've had to go to YouTube more times than I should have for puzzles.
That bugs the shit out of me.
And as soon as, like, it's weird, but because you can get an in-game help.
But it doesn't
BD help. BD Ape's like, what if you jumped? And you're like, jump where? There's nowhere to jump to. And I've gone to YouTube, I think, like, on three different puzzles, and I'm like, oh, I see what you were trying to get me to do, but they weren't crystal clear.
Yeah.
There's a part where you have to burn a chain, and you have to, like, push a thing to the chain.
Yeah.
And you're looking right at the chain, and you push this thing, and it goes flying off into some other random direction, so you have to waste your time forever.
There are quite a few of those moments where I literally was so frustrated and I had to look up YouTube, and I hate doing that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like games, especially now, are more ingrained, like, know to kind of keep you going.
I had to rescue a friend, and I was like, how do I get to you? Because I found a door, and I was like, oh, he's got to be down there. And I go to that door, and you jump across this crevice, and I get to the door, and I instantly die. And I was like, guess I'm not supposed to be here yet. Where the fuck am I supposed to be? And if you die enough times, you die. Even if it's not a enemy that you're fighting. Like, if you fall off a cliff or whatever enough times, you have to respawn. And I couldn't get it, and finally I went to YouTube, and I was like, I see.
And that's just, for me, that's poor design. Because it's like, when you look at Mario, and I use that as a good basis, that Mario teaches everything you need to know within about the first minute or so. Of, like, how the game's going to go. You're going to go right. You cannot go left. You're never going to be able to go back. You're going to knock stuff to break stuff. You can, but if you're small, you can't do shit as much. But if you're bigger, you can do other stuff. Teaches all that pretty much in the beginning.
Yes.
So, like, game design's really good. This has a lot of flaws in it that bug me. Especially on the puzzle. Action-wise, it's fine.
Sometimes, but I feel like...
You just feel like the hit detection's off, right?
The hit detection's off. There are times where they do the unblockable attack, and you'll dodge out of the way, and you go to attack, and they instantly block your attack, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, how am I supposed to hit you when you instantly block my attack after I move it. Like,
ugh. It doesn't get better on easy. Like, that is just as bad on easy. But they think they do more damage in harder modes. But
probably. Yeah. It's still fun. I like the game, but it wouldn't have been my game of the year for 2019.
Yeah, I don't see what people are saying. Like, I don't... Yeah.
Have you watched anything recently?
Shit, I know I have. We started watching Good Place again, kind of going back from the beginning because it just finished taping. But I haven't gotten too far into that. No, I don't think I have. No. Just been having Stargate in the background, but I've been working through Stargate Atlantis lately. Just kind of stuff to background while you're doing work and stuff. What about you? That makes
sense. I was watching A New Hope. Because I like to go through the Star Wars saga every once in a while, and I was going through A New Hope, and man, I miss world building in Star Wars. Fuck, I miss it so much. Like, that's one thing that the Disney Star Wars movies, at least the trilogy, they did it in Rogue One, oddly enough, but they don't let the story breathe. They just go from beat to beat to beat of, like, action, 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 action.
Oh, okay. I forgot what you were saying there for a minute.
And A New Hope is boring as fuck. Like, I actually am not a big fan of New Hope. It's... I appreciate what it built.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, the original Star Wars trilogy, it's way down below the other two. But it's a lot of world building, and it's a lot of character background. Like, you don't get that anymore. And it's a lost art almost in movies.
Well, a lot of the stuff we're seeing has a history based off of it, so it doesn't really have to build as much. It just uses it differently. Right. But I agree. Like, it's... New Hope did it because it had to.
Yes.
There was no other way you could build that movie if you didn't build a thing around it. So it's almost like that necessity is the mother of invention kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a... Man, I miss storytelling.
Went from world building to storytelling. You're like, I just miss it all.
Yeah, it just... Fucking Star Wars is something. Alright, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's nerd news. Not a whole lot we're going to talk about, but first thing we're going to talk about is the new Batsuit's kind of revealed. It looks fine. His arms are a little ribbed for my pleasure. Like, the suit itself looks really good. The arms I'm not a fan of. This isn't a final form suit. You can tell that it's a... There's going to be a stunt suit, some CGI in it. Looks like they're going to CGI a cape, which is fucking stupid.
I don't know why there was a big deal with... Like, it's like... They did that with Superman.
They did.
And I was like, well, why
could just have... Why didn't you just make a fucking cape? Like, what's the problem? Cheaper. Yeah. I don't understand.
Well, we couldn't get it to do exactly what we wanted to do.
Okay. It's a cape. It's a cape. Like, as long as it doesn't flop in his face while he's talking, people aren't really going to notice the cape. What they are going to notice is the cape if you're like... Yeah, there's no cape there. And we put it in later. You're like, oh, okay.
Well, and I mean, this is a on-set photo.
Yes.
So it's one of those, try not to take it too much.
And it's not even Pattinson in the suit. It's a stunt double.
Oh, is it? I thought it was Patton. I thought the one where he's driving was the stunt double.
Yes.
But again, it's like any time you try to try to judge a movie based off set pictures like this, it's going to tell you. It's going to do you terrible. And plus, it's Batman. They're shooting there on the day, but I guarantee you there's gonna be filters on that thing to make it darker, to bring it in so it doesn't look so contrasting.
Or it is a day shot.
Yeah. But still, meh.
I don't like that. I'm more concerned of the bike. The bike looks dumb with that bat fin in the front. I'm like, what the fuck is this bat plate thing? And nobody talks about the bike. I'm like, the bike is the worst part.
Because people are more focused on the suit. Because they're seeing more often. I get what you're saying, though. The bat bike looks... silly. It looks like classic Batman, like where you'd have like a bat on the front of it and you're like,
right,
did you really need that though? Did you?
Like, maybe if he uses that for something as a shield or something, he like rips it off and it's a shield. There's a point behind Captain it.
Bat America.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
But hopefully they change it.
I'm curious to see what the first trailer is. Like, that will set the tone. Like, I will see that first trailer, and that will set the tone for the
movie. I mean, it's exciting that they're actually filming this thing.
Yes, because it's actually happening versus...
Right.
Black Adam.
But, like... And I trust Matt Reeves, because he did the Apes movies. the trilogy, and I'm like, okay, yeah. Well, he did two of the three.
Yeah. I always wonder about four directors, like especially for big products like that, or projects like that, how much control they really have. Because that's one of those, we say we trust them because we saw what I think for Apes, there wasn't as much of investment. There's money investment, but...
Yes. I don't think they let you do your story.
Because it's not like a Marvel movie.
Well, we saw it with like Ant-Man.
Yeah.
With Simon Edgar Wright. Of yeah. Like, no, this isn't what I want.
And he didn't have much like choice. So that's why I do wonder. But right. I'm curious.
But then does he sign on without having... Like, is that in the rules of like, hey, this is my story, you know... They're like, okay, yeah, you can't have Batman murder kids.
He's like, but damn
okay,
it.
Right. Okay, sure, I can
what
do
about
that.
Younglings?
Comes in with a fucking batarang.
And they're all dead. Eh, it looks all right. I'm trying not to judge too much off of it.
No, it's... I'm more concerned over the bike than I am the suit. And I know the bike is going to be in the movie probably way less than the suit is.
But still.
Yeah. New story number two... Final Fantasy VII is 7 weeks away, the remake, and it looks like box art has been leaked, and it's going to be 100 gigabytes for the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to delete some shit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to delete some shit. Now, it's crazy to think that, but...
That's one
that's the
game.
Size of... You know, this is one game out of three games for one game.
Yeah, that's 10% of your hard drive if you have a 1 terabyte drive.
And that's, I mean, the size of Red Dead.
Was it really?
Yeah. Red Dead was right at or under 100, so like it's...
God. To think that there's some people with 500 gig hard drives still. In their PS4s.
Could you imagine a base PS4? Do they have to delete everything?
Pretty much. Because then you have all the updates in OS, and I guarantee you 100 gigs at least is probably based on all that stuff. But yeah. I mean, I'm going to play it, so it's good to know. I'm glad I know that now, so I can delete a bunch of shit.
So I can beat a bunch of shit, platinum a bunch of things that I'm not going to need, and then get rid of it.
And not replace it for anything else, going like, you are going to be filled.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably, at this point, it'll probably be when I delete Red Dead. I haven't played Red Dead in so long, but it's still there, because I'm like, if I want to play it, I don't want to spend hours waiting for that update.
I sold it and deleted it.
Yeah.
Because I was like... With Red Dead 2, I'm like, I'm never going to want to play this again. And if I do, I can buy it for a lot cheaper.
Probably. Like, I mean, I probably should.
I mean, I beat it, though, and you didn't.
Right, I haven't beat it at some point. Maybe I should.
Like, Jackie and I both beat it, and she was like, do you really want to get rid of it? I'm like, are you ever going to play this? She's like, no. It didn't have enough, like...
There's nothing there.
No. Like, someone was saying about playing it again, that you can just ignore all the side quests. And, again, same thing like Nier Automata. Just ignore the side quests. Play through the game, and then it's a faster, more concise story. You may not still like it, but at least it's faster.
Okay, but I feel like the side quests are important to build the world and everything, but I don't even care about the world. If that makes sense, I'm just like, I see what you're doing, but whatever.
Yeah. I would say delete Red Dead. Trade that sucker in. Get $5 for it, maybe.
Yeah, I probably should, which is depressing because I fucking loved Red Dead Redemption and the fact that two... was so underwhelming.
Mass Effect Andromeda, man.
I haven't even beat Mass Effect Andromeda, to be honest.
I don't think you're ever going to at this point.
I will. Like, I will at some point. I know I will. I just haven't got to it.
Yeah.
Our next news story is Anthem is getting the Final Fantasy 15 or 14's.
I'm curious treatment. What they'll do. The whole idea of doing the Realm Reborn idea.
Yeah, basically, they're just gonna. I mean. It's a free game. Oh, I mean, it's not free, but you know, it's not an MMO. So they're gonna kind of wipe the servers and start new with whole new everything. But they've got this whole big roadmap going on, where they've pulled everybody from updates and such essentially to be like, this is the game you have right now. We're gonna change it and fix it.
The baseline thing, the only thing they said they're gonna retain is like the action or flying aspects. I'm curious. I never played Anthem.
No.
I have no want to do it now, especially because of that. I'm like, I'll wait and see what it comes around, because Realm Reborn was fun. I never played the 14 before that. But no, Realm Reborn was a lot of fun when I played through the demos and when they were relaunching it. It was cool. And I know it did a lot of good for them. And I think that it's BioWare and it's... The game sounds cool. So I think they have something there. It's just... weird to see this whole big pivot afterwards. Still curious, though.
It'll be interesting to see, like, do the players care?
Do they stay?
Because it was in top, it was like a top five or top seven game, selling game of 2019. Like, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
But the servers are apparently barren. Like, yeah. Nobody plays it. And I know, No Man's Sky had some issues when it got released, but then...
They get compared a lot,
They kept updating it and kept changing, and people were going back to it and like, oh my god, I love this game, blah, blah, blah. I didn't have an issue with No Man's Sky.
Did you ever go back to it?
I did go back to it, and I was like, okay, it's still No Man... Like, I felt that it was the same game. I didn't feel that it changed.
Yeah.
Now, maybe I didn't get far enough into it to get to the changes, or maybe because I actually liked No Man's Sky when it came out that, like...
You didn't really notice anything.
Yeah, exactly. But it'll be interesting to see what they do with Anthem.
I'm curious. It's better. I guess it's better than just, like, putting it to bed.
Right. But...
I'm curious about the people who put a lot of effort into it. I think that's the thing that I'm curious what they'll do.
Well, and like, do you bring it to Xbox One X and PlayStation 5? And what do you do with that? Does it... Is it a new release? Like, are you charging people again?
I think putting it on a new system would be very ambitious. But if it's proven concept, then yes.
But then you also have where, like, new systems, launch titles are typically crap. So if you have Anthem, you're like, hey, while you're waiting for good games to come out, you can play our shitty game, but at least it's here.
We exist.
Anthem, we exist.
Yes, exactly. That's our Anthem.
What a tag slogan that would be.
Dude. Cool. At least they haven't shown the team. I worried they were going to close BioWare.
Yeah.
I'm like, genuinely, like, I thought that was kind of the death of the team, almost, which is crazy when you think about the team.
Especially with their pedigree and everything that they've done. That
I also do think it's, like, the story of, like, I want to know more about the story of BioWare and Anthem than I do want to know about play the game itself. That's because exactly I really feel like it's not just them. I feel like it was a bad management thing. Like
I don't EA understand why EA put them into this. Like, they make RPGs.
Well, I've heard stories, and that's the thing that fascinates me about them being pivoted more than once. Like, drastic pivots of just throwing shit out and saying, starting again. You know that one thing? We're going to do this. Now everything else go away. And I can only imagine as a team how frustrating and how disinterested that is. And then seeing them, obviously people not happy about it, I'm sure that would just kill. Yeah, so it's... I want to see the story of Anthem than I do about the game. I'm more curious about that. But maybe it's cool?
Yeah. I don't know if I'll ever find out.
I don't know if I will either.
Let's say.
Womp womp.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to us by you.
Yes, I want to know, what was your favorite sci-fi spinoff TV show? I think it's a TV show, but yes.
We didn't get any answers for this question, and I get it, because, like, I racked my brain, and I was like, I can't think of any. And I kind of went with the safe answer of DS9.
Did you? Okay.
Just because, like, I at least remember Sisko being on Next Generation. I remember when it came out that, like, I think the first episode, Enterprise, was docked at DS9.
I think so.
The second or third episode. It was right early into their run.
When he met Sisko in TNG, Sisko was an asshole. That's all I remember. I was like, damn.
And, like, that's the only... No, you'll probably say something and be like, oh, yeah, I forgot there was a spinoff. But that was the only one that I was like, okay, yeah, I'm into this one.
That's right. I mean, like...
You went with Stargate Atlantis.
I was almost going to go with it, but I actually went Torchwood. But that's...
Oh, that's
Doctor Who. Because it's Doctor Who related. There's a ton of spinoff ones, but I remember Torchwood I loved because I watched it, and it is a complete tonal shift of Doctor Who's, like, kind of fucked up, but usually over happily. This flips it where it's, like, kind of happily, but it's a shit ton of fucked up. And I really dug it. It was kind of more like hardcore-ish X-Files with a British flair.
I mean, Torchwood was on HBO, wasn't it?
It got bought out, so it went for two seasons on BBC, and then it got picked up by Starz.
Okay.
And then they did this, one thing of Children of Earth, which is, fuck, man, that was mindfuck thing. At the end of it, I was like, Jesus Christ. Because you don't see a character from that in the regular TV shows of Doctor Who, and then you're like, I can see why you weren't there. I get it. But that was mine.
All right, that makes sense.
What's our next question?
So for this week's pod question, it looks like the Super Mario Land is actually opening.
Yeah, it looks...
interesting.
Yeah.
So I want to know, If you could take a video game franchise and give it its own theme park, which one would it be?
DK is going to say The Last of Us.
Try not to, like, I know Disney has video games, but, like, I think Disney's not going to count because they've got Star their Wars. Own theme park. Star Wars has its own land, yeah. Like.
So are you wanting to put in caveats of something that doesn't already exist?
Probably, yeah, because. Okay. Now, you can't, well, nope, I'm going to leave it there.
Okay.
So give us your answers at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Sprague and Zach Geek on Facebook. You can reach me, I am at Tartar Skippy.
I'm at Craig Kalis, and make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And, yeah, I will remember to hit post.
Sometimes.
If you remind me to hit post.
Yeah. I'll send you a text tonight, be like, did you hit post? I'm like, getting out of bed all like, dude, nope.
Passed out.
Probably. That's usually what happens.
I'm ready to pass out.
Dude, I'm like,
I want dinner and then I want to pass out.
I could fall asleep talking to you right now.
I actually am right there with you.
Like, my eyes are all like, and I'm like, what are you doing? It's like, we're just, you don't need me to function. You can talk without me.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen how that goes. Every time I've led, it goes terribly.
I love
it. I know.
Yeah, so we got another short episode this week. Like, it's a good thing we don't have Patreon supporters. I feel like I've been chipping them.
We're like, so, well, maybe they might give us feedback and say, this is what we want more. And we're like, you want to hear us snore on podcast? All right, we can do this. We
throw the Hetero Life Mate snores, his audio recordings in there.
I want to have a soundboard where we just press a button so that if we were going on a topic and we're like that, of any, like, a big podcast, we just press move the it on. Snore. And we're like, all right, let's move on.
All right, so.
We need to play Division 2 again.
Yeah, I mean, I want to play something.
I want to play something with people. Well, that's why I was thinking Division 2.
But, like, I
don't... You don't know if you want to get back into Division 2? Or you don't want something...
I want something where it spawns a map and you fight on a map and then you're done. And then you spawn on a map and you fight on a map. Like,
you don't want
a lot of Division 2 was us running to the next thing. And running to the next thing. And then we'd be in this skirmish for, like, 20, 30 minutes. And I'm like, okay, this is... It's fine, it's fun, but it...
You're thinking Battlefront.
I prefer something like Battlefront, Last of Us multiplayer, something like that. I
haven't really gotten Last of Us multiplayer.
I love that multiplayer.
I know you do. Like, I remember, like, I see you playing that a shit ton.
I love that multiplayer. I still play that multiplayer. All the time. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 346 of Sprague and Zay Geek. So for Sprague and Zay Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week. I have not been listening to myself.
You didn't go to the gym yesterday.
I know.
You're not going to the gym tomorrow?
I am not, because I'm going to fucking... God damn it. He'll go hobble in. I'm like...
I mean, tomorrow makes place. Yeah.